Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hear this, right now.
Welcome.
Prime Time with Isaac and Suk.
What is going on up here?
I never know, man.
Unbiased.
Shut your mouth.
Uncompromised sports talk without the sugarcoating.
I hope you're happy. You wasted everyone's life for 30 seconds.
Isaac Rupp and Jason Sakanik.
Now shut up and let me do my job.
The best in sports coverage.
This is going to be great.
This is Prime Time with Isaac and Suk on 1080 The Fan.
Hey, what it do? What's up? What's going on? It's me, Rob. But you knew that. You know these. Well, docile tones? I don't know. How would you describe my tones, Buckley?
Are you going for dulcet? Is that what you're going for? The dulcet tones? I feel like that's the...
Dulcet?
I think that's the adjective most associated with comforting audio tones. Dulcet tones?
Dulcet.
D-U-L-C-E-T, I believe.
Hmm. Is that the word I'm trying to say?
I think so. What did you say? Docile?
I don't know.
What did you go with?
I don't know. Now I'm... Somebody texted me the other day, or on the text line, and said, how is it that Rob has now begun mispronouncing everything? And that's so true. What is going on with me?
Is that...
Am I having a stroke?
Well, I mean, that's possible, but also... Do you just care less? We actually had a conversation about this the other day, you and I did, about if someone says your name wrong or spells it wrong in an email, and you're like, it's just proof that you don't care because my name is in my email address, and like, that's on you. So, I mean, is it, if you're mispronouncing something, is it just that you don't care enough or have you forgotten how?
I take my words.
You're a serious newsman.
I'm a serious newsman and I'm a wordsmith. No, I'm not. I'm not a wordsmith. Take that back. But I do try to be accurate with my grammar.
Sure.
I am a grammar dork.
Yeah. You seem like,
and Suk makes fun of me for it. But, I mean, we are on the radio. Like, we once had this argument.
You take the literary side seriously.
Well, I mean, I try to. Yeah, it doesn't mean I'm going to be perfect.
I have noted that as much. There we go.
Here we go. It's a Friday. Somebody called. I think he was a Portland State professor. This is our old studios way back when I was, like, running the Jim Rome show and doing updates.
Nice.
So I would have been...
Producing Rob.
Yeah, I would have been like... 28, 29. Okay. I'm now almost 50, by the way.
Yeah.
But this, I will always remember this. I think this guy was a English professor at Portland State or somewhere here. And he called me in the studio. He said, I just want to tell you that it is not begs the question. You should say raises the question.
Mm.
Because somewhere in my update... Or some
which you're like, which begs
said,
the question,
yeah. And so to this day, I am terrified to even use that term. Begs the question. And when I hear other people say it, I think of him. People use it all the time, but I was called off the ball way back in my 20s, and I've never said it again. So I try to take all that stuff seriously, but apparently I'm slipping because I think I said docile.
Yeah, docile tones.
Am I trying to say
I think you're
dulcet?
I think.
God, I'm the worst.
I have one of those too, though. From early in my career, I did a lot of sports news writing. We had a highlight show, and I did a lot of hockey stuff too. And I got like reprimanded by the EP because I kept saying that the goalie saves the shot, and he's like, it is a save. The shot isn't saved. The shot is shot. The shot is stopped.
Yeah.
And that's a save.
Yeah, yeah.
But you don't use it as a verb. And I'm like, oh, okay.
So how would you?
So you'd say
stopped the shot.
The goalie stopped the shot or knocked it away. Or you'd use a different verb, but you can't save a shot.
Yeah.
A stop shot is a save.
Yeah. Well, so you remember that.
Yep.
So it's you know.
That was over 10 years ago now.
Yeah. Those things stick with us.
Mm-hmm.
Or when you call us out on poor grammar, it sticks with me. Now, if you call me out on bad math, I admit to you, I'm just bad at it.
Yeah, I have friends that make fun of me for not being able to process quick enough at the blackjack table.
Oh.
I now have the combos memorized well enough that it's not a problem, but I would sit there and I'd be staring down like an 8, a 5, and a 3, and I'm like, I don't know.
How much is that?
What is a... My buddy's like, God, 16, go, let's go.
See, I'm pretty quick at that, but have you ever played PyGal?
Yeah, I love PyGal.
Yeah, so when you play PyGal,
good way to stretch your money, PyGal.
Aren't you amazed at the people that see what the dealer so the dealer flips over 7 cards and they're all kind of scrambled at first, and then they have to make a hand out of that. But oftentimes there will be people at your table that will see it instantly.
Yeah.
I mean instantly. The second they turn over their 7 cards, they see their 5 card hand and their 2 card hand because they have to split into 2. And
yeah, they're just like full house king high, and you're like, full house king high.
Yeah, like wait, can we let her set it first? It's the wildest. People see that, you know. I don't know. It's like a gift.
Well, it may be a gift, but also I think that there's certain things if you just do enough times over that becomes that memorization of what those combinations become just becomes old hat to you, and just becomes so, I guess, normalized that you've seen it so many times over that it's now like almost like burned in there.
Yeah. Somebody said, okay, so docile, I mean, that is a word.
It is a word.
And so docile tones refers to a manner of speaking that is gentle and submissive. Which is not really what I'm going for, but look, I can't.
What does it say about dulcet tones? Is that even a word? Dulcet. I don't even know.
Are you wrong here?
I might be.
Okay, dulcet tones is a thing. Soft, sweet, and melodious.
Melodious.
Yeah. I'm not really going for that either. I don't know what. Look, I got stuck trying to describe my tones.
It's okay.
Take my tones for whatever they are. I'm here, and Big Sook is not. A lot of people are saying Big Sook has hand, foot, mouth.
A lot of people saying Sacred Heart has diarrhea.
And look, I told you off the air, I'll say it on the air. I hope he does.
You did tell me, you're like, I hope he gets it. I hope he has it.
I do, because he was rooting for me to get hand, foot, mouth from and your kid.
That's right. I don't have it yet, by the way.
Well, yet.
That's well, I didn't have it the last time it came through the Buckley house. It's hard for adults to get, even though it's possible.
Yeah, well, I've read about it because I got paranoid. I think we're good.
I think you're good.
But Sook is out today because he does not have hand, foot, mouth. At least I don't really wish hand, foot, mouth on him, but he gets, you know, sometimes when he's wishing, like he wishes gout on people and vertigo.
Yeah. And then he says that like gout won't be a thing for him.
Yeah.
And also he wouldn't die in a house fire.
Says the guy who thinks he could, he would not be constricted by a constrictor snake. What a weirdo. Anyway.
Bold takes.
Very bold. Very bold, which is why we love him. He went to Bend.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he went to Bend to play golf with Joe Fisher.
Yeah, the great Joe Fisher, as he told us in the text. Great.
Yeah, and that, I got to tell you, I think that is one of the more unlikely fan pairings.
Fun little bromance.
Is it not?
Yeah. Well, I mean, we know why the pairing exists. because
well, I don't know if the listeners do.
I think so. I think that Suk has said as much, but that the BTJ and Joe Fisher's lady friend are like best friends. So Suk and Joe Fisher end up at a lot of the same gatherings and social functions together.
Yeah, and I don't know how that's going between the two of them, but here they are again out in Bend playing golf.
There they go.
Who would be look at them? Who would be your fan most unlikely fan?
Bromance?
Pairing. No, like just golf twos. Like if I go out to Langdon Farms and I see Buck
playing
two
people
golf,
together, you'd least likely to see maybe?
Yeah. Like, okay, well, there's two questions. Who is Buck? If I go to Langdon and I see Buck golfing and there is another fan personality with him, who would I be most surprised is that fan personality? And the second question is, and the listeners can weigh in on this, but who is the most unlikely fan twosome that you would see on a golf course? I tell you what. Suk and Fisher's right up there.
Yeah, that's true.
Because Suk plays, you know, he's a country club guy and runs, you know, runs around with all these rich guys. Joe Fisher ain't that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Okay, yeah. I can see how if you didn't know about their previous connection, that would maybe come as striking. Yeah, I can get that. There's an age gap, too.
I think it would be... I think if you saw Suk and Schulte playing golf together, I feel like my head would explode. I don't think it's going to happen. So that might be the most unlikely. I would say Danny and I probably pretty unlikely. However, we are bonding over golf off the air.
That's right.
He is relating to me with his golf exploits.
Right. I mean, I know that he informed me the other day, which I didn't know, that the people who take care of Langdon, where we're having the Fan Golf Classic, also take care of Charbonneau as far as the course maintenance, and that he's been playing out at Charbonneau a bunch.
Yeah, and he's taken lessons from Michael over at Langdon.
Oh, didn't know that.
Yeah, so he's getting into golf. And, you know, look, I can talk to anybody about golf. So
Text line says Swag and Patrick Harris together for golf twosome.
That's a pretty odd pairing.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty odd. Don't duck the question. And it doesn't mean you don't like them. It just be a weird
surprising.
Yeah,
be or like
who would it be?
Well, I have played golf with Swag and with Dusty.
Okay. Okay.
And
Dusty's not going to be anyone's answer because he's the man of the people.
Well, that's right.
I think seeing you. Were you ever on the morning show?
I produced the morning show for 3 years.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Okay.
I was after Crawford and before Darkens.
So seeing you with those guys wouldn't be weird.
No. Well, no, I didn't produce the current morning show, though. I produced it when it was Dustin Cam.
So I was going to say maybe you and Sprague.
But me and Sprague, I don't know, Sprague and I are in communication on occasion about various things. So like, I don't know, if Sprague and I had time to tee it up, I think we would. So... that wouldn't be surprising to me. Maybe, I don't know, maybe you or Suk? Not you.
Me and Suk?
Maybe me and Suk.
Would be a surprising twosome?
I don't know, maybe not.
Some people texting in Meringue and Schulte.
Okay. Okay.
What about, we're getting a lot of Meringue here. Meringue and Swag, that would be an odd pairing.
Okay.
Dirt and Meringue. Rust and Buck. That'd be a little odd.
Okay, yeah.
Producer guys.
Rop and Schulte sipping vino?
Nah, Schulte's my guy. I like Schulte. Me and Swag, most likely. We've golfed together.
Yeah.
Swag and I go way back. We're OGs.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway.
You both have long-standing relationships with local courses.
That's right. That's right. You know, look, not to start a whole other conversation, but if you had to do a show... with somebody on the fan who is not your current show, who would you do a show with?
Danny Meringue.
Oh, you suck up. God.
There's only one right answer here.
That's a good call by you, though.
Well, yeah.
Me, it's Swigart. Swigart's my guy. I love Swag. We go way back. The old baseball show. We'd probably kill each other, but...
I've played Forest Hills with Swag.
Yeah. I like Forest Hills.
Mm-hmm. It's a good little track.
Good little track. They have those, don't they have those, like, the scooter things? The
golf boards?
Yeah. Don't they have those out there?
I don't know. They might now. I haven't been there in a while. I think they had those out at Chehalem as well. golf boards. Those seem like maybe not the best idea.
Yeah, I'm out. You ever see those people riding around on like the motorcycle ones?
Mm-hmm. It's almost like a ATV style golf cart.
Yeah, I find that absurd.
Yeah.
Can I just?
Ooh, somebody says Ortner and Rust.
Why?
I don't know.
It's insane.
I could see it.
You think Ortner and Rust hang out outside of work?
No.
Let alone golf?
Well, I don't think any of us really hang outside of work.
No, but that's what we're talking about, a hangout that is over golf, right?
Yeah, but they've worked together on their show, that's middays true. And stuff.
Yeah.
Any whoosies. Enough of that exercise. We got a game 7 to talk about.
What?
Can't wait. Let's get into some headlines. We got the Ducks, got a little recruiting news, and a game 7 is upon us. We'll get to that next on The Fan. All right, nice to have you along. It's a little Friday program. I am seeing lightning out there. Am I seeing lightning out there? Is that lightning out there? It is definitely raining.
I don't know if it's lightning. I did see it pouring when I went out during the break. But
what a weird day.
Yeah.
It's raining.
It's called rain. It comes down from heaven.
It's going drip, drip, drip.
It goes drip, drip, drip.
It can't decide what it wants to do today. Yeah, I think I saw a little lightning. Heard a little thunder driving in, too. So, kind of weird day. But we needed the rain. You know, that's good, right? Don't people say that?
People always say that when it rains.
Especially,
well, we need it.
Especially here.
It feels like the optimistic way of combating the person that's complaining about it raining. Because it usually, I feel like it always comes up after, oh, man, it's raining. Well, we need it. It's like a conciliatory thing.
Yeah. Do you think we really need it?
I don't know.
Because I don't
Probably
know that
not.
We do. We get
Probably
plenty
not.
Of it. At any rate. It's raining. It's raining today. It's gonna supposed to maybe rain tomorrow too, which kind of stinks because it's the weekend. But what are you gonna do? So I want to talk about Sammy Sosa coming up.
Yeah,
that was weird and out of nowhere.
Yeah,
but
he wanted
to
come
that.
See the Mariners.
Yeah, Cal Raleigh hit 2 more home runs today. I don't know if you saw that. He now has 29 home runs.
Huge dumper.
So that's coming up. But first. The biggest headline is that we've got a game 7 coming up in the NBA finals, and that's great.
Yeah.
That's great for all of us.
Mm-hmm.
Can't wait. Now, I've already been baited by someone on the Fan text line who is claiming that we said Indiana was cooked. Rop and Souk said Indiana was cooked. No.
I don't think you did.
No, I did not. No, Souk did, because he thought that there was no way Halliburton was going to be able to perform.
If you believed Halliburton was cooked, then yeah, you probably believed the Blazers were cooked. And most people thought...
You mean
thought,
the Pacers, not the Blazers.
Did I say the Blazers?
You did.
The Pacers. The Pacers were cooked. But Halliburton, not cooked?
Not cooked. How does that happen?
I don't know.
How did he... Weird.
Drugs.
That was weird.
Drugs?
Yeah, I got a shot or something.
Maybe.
But still, it's a... Wasn't it like a...
Soft tissue injury. It's a calf.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, Souk was betting on the fact that that's just not, there's nothing you can do about that, and he was going to be hobbled, and it was going to be bad. But, you know, to their credit, they did cut the lead to 2 in game 5
mm-hmm.
with him hobbled like that,
mm-hmm.
and they were back at home. And oftentimes, you know, I mean, this is it's a blanket statement, but in the NBA especially, you know, the team that needs it more, you know, is oftentimes the aggressor and... Typically the team to bet on. I mean, yeah, exactly. And they played like it last night. And
more urgency they had to.
Well, they're good anyway. And by the way, Oklahoma City, I thought last night showed some of their youth. That team, that was a weird game. They were flat-footed the whole game, Oklahoma
City. For
as
good as they are, I don't trust them at all.
No, you shouldn't. And that's where I said, and this is why this texter is pissing me off. Because I think we all said on this show that this is not going to be a coronation of Oklahoma City. We are sleeping, people in general are sleeping on Indiana. They're tough. This is going to be a series. I could not believe at the start of the series that Oklahoma City was that big of a favorite, considering they had never won anything, and they're one of the youngest teams ever in the finals.
And they're playing a 4 seed, which never gets through and never wins those finals.
I get it. They're good, but it's one thing to be like the Warriors after a couple of different championships and Steph winning MVP, or the Lakers after, or, you know, like the old, like LeBron, whoever LeBron's playing for after a couple of MVPs, to be that big of a favorite. But boy, you gotta, you know, I don't know. I thought last night was a great example of a team that is probably the better team. I mean, it's not probably. They are. Oklahoma City's best is better than Indiana's best. But Indiana is scrappy as hell, and their backs were against the wall. They were at home playing for their life, and Oklahoma City had no clue how to handle that. I mean, that they were up 10-2, instantly down 9, and the game was kind of over. They looked terrible. And credit Indiana for that, but I still think a more seasoned team that has been in this spot, that knows how to close out series, I think handles that much better, and that's probably more of a game. Dude, they were down 30 in this game.
Well, and as this series goes on, too, I just get more and more respect for what Carlisle's doing, because Daigneault is like a coach of the year himself, but I feel like Carlisle is coaching circles around him. If the Pacers get you up by a big deficit, or they get you down by a big deficit, you're not coming back. If they're down by a big deficit, they've proven over and over they can do that.
Yeah.
And that even though that's not part of the plan, they find ways to rally, and then when they have those leads, they generally hold off.
Yeah, it's... This is going to be good, because I think that, again, the conventional wisdom is going to prevail, where a lot of people are going to think that Oklahoma City is going to win by double digits. They're at, you know, we just saw them do that against Denver in their game 7. They rallied from a game 6, I think game 6 loss, and then they just absolutely destroyed Denver. I think a lot of folks may think that's the way this is going to go. But dude, first of all, let's talk about the pucker factor. When you get down to one game and you've got the underdog with nothing to lose, riding high from the momentum of just being up 30, absolutely house money, they're going to be more loose.
Yep.
Second, you've got, again, this is a very young basketball team. And boy, I don't know if they just got cocky that they had an extra game. They were playing like they knew they had a game 7. Stephen A. even said that. I'll give
you credit. Just don't know how to do the... Sometimes teams, when they are so talented and are able to coast through most of the season, end up not really having that killer instinct thing because they haven't had to use it very often. And I don't know if the Pacers have just needed that more than them and they haven't figured out how to play with urgency yet.
Yeah. I mean, because I'm trying to think of a spot in this series... Well, I mean,
game 5 was pretty big.
They did have urgency.
Yeah.
But, you know, point being, you get into a one-off scenario, a one-game scenario, weird stuff can happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I start with like I said, the pucker effect. You got one of the youngest teams in the finals in Oklahoma City that does not know how to close out a championship. And then you got, you know, the other thing that happens, and this has been happening throughout this entire series, it kind of feels like whoever has the better bench play wins the game.
Yep.
And in these one-off games, you just never know. I mean, the stars will show up. Okay, I don't think SGA and Jalen Williams play that way in game 7. But what I think is interesting is somebody can get hot and wreck a game.
Yeah.
They've done it the whole series. You just don't know who it's going to be, and it will be somebody from one of these benches.
Well, and it's funny because you were just saying that obviously the Thunder are the more talented team, but when it
I
comes
think
to
the better team
or the better team, but when it comes to like bench contributions, I mean I would think people would call the Thunder the deeper team too because they have more frontline scoring options and whatnot. But you get into the benches. Give me Indiana. Like, I like what they're bringing off the bench a lot more than I like what Oklahoma City's bringing off the bench.
Well, Danny was talking about this. He probably said it on his show, too. But off the air, we were talking about this very thing of, because we were talking about, hey, how cool is it to have a Sunday night game 7? This is great. And he was talking about how, Shane Battier from one of those old Miami, was it the Miami team that came off the bench and hit 6 threes in a game out of nowhere? Like, you just... There's variance now, right? Mm-hmm. Like over a 7-game series, it feels long. It feels like the better team should win. And if Oklahoma City didn't blow the first game of the series,
and that was atrocious,
they would have won.
Yeah.
So again, that's not closing out. That's some of that is youth and inexperience. And so here Indiana is. And the more you give them life, the more something weird happens where if all of a sudden Obi Toppin makes everything.
Well, and that's the thing. Between McConnell, Toppin, and Mathurin, I love the juice they're bringing off the bench.
Yeah. And a lot of it is about the style that they get to play.
Yeah.
You know, Oklahoma City's defense was crappy last night. And I just feel like, I don't know, there's something, in the back of my mind, there's something about that game last night that I feel like we should just toss out. Because I don't think the Thunder really had the
urge. Just didn't show up?
No, they were flat the whole game. Yeah. And Chet was terrible. And that could come back to bite them here in Game 7, as we're talking about. But I just don't, I don't know that we can peel a lot from that game. I think you're going to get the best of both teams in Game 7. And that's where Oklahoma City's defense comes in. We didn't see it much last night. But that defense, when it locks down and starts getting turnovers, that's where they win. That's where they get on a 10-point, 15-point run. And before you know it, Indiana's down, you know, 20 points. I hate to say this. If I had to bet, I'd probably think the Thunder get that rolling at home in Game 7. But I am not betting this. Danny was asking me, he's like, what are you betting? I said, dude, I am not touching that.
I think I'm taking the Pacers and the points.
Yeah, I think that's the smart bet. I don't...
I can see OKC. I can see an OKC blowout victory. It's possible. Yes. But I think it's more likely that you either get a close victory for one, from one of the two teams.
Well, and both teams will be tight. Yep. This is Game 7. This will not be like the other games. So, boy, I think it's going to be dynamite. I really do. I don't know
I'm excited.
I think you're right that Indiana's probably the, I don't know, who, like the smart play. You always hear that.
8.5 points is a lot in a Game 7.
That's a lot. But that isn't that, hasn't that been the number on all these games?
It's been right around there. I also read today that it'll be the first time. If Indiana pulls this off, it'll be the first team in 35 years since they started tracking it to win a 7-game finals and be an underdog in all of the games.
Oh, wow.
They have not been favored in a single one.
Not one time. Not even at home. Nope. Yeah, they just get no respect.
I think at home, it's gotten as low as, like, they've been 5-point dogs, but, yeah.
Aren't they kind of still... I feel like even after last night, they were still not getting a lot of respect.
I don't know. It's
weird.
They've shown us enough times who they are. We should start believing them.
Yeah. Well, we'll get to more NBA Finals talk coming up. It's going to be great. Sunday night, Game 7. We haven't had that many Game 7s recently in the NBA Finals. So that's coming up. Sammy Sosa is back. That's next. Here's Buck. Coming up, we will discuss the Shohei Ohtani Fernando Tatis Padres v. Dodgers flap. And Buck has you're going to take a stand that I can get behind. I subscribe to your newsletter on this.
It's not that I think it's a need, but there's some shenanigans going on that should probably be reined in a little bit.
For sure. So that's coming up. Cal Raleigh. Oh, also I want to talk about the, Buck seems to think that the Portland WNBA team will be named the Portland Fire.
That's what I put together from internet today.
Yeah, internet is saying.
Yeah. As the it seems that the organization that has been known as the Portland WNBA team has filed for a trademark for Portland Fire.
Well, and they were the Portland Fire back when they were here in 2000.
Right.
2000, 2002. Short-lived, they were the Portland Fire. But, boy, I don't like that name. We'll get to that later, too.
Yeah, there's been some pushback already.
Yeah, and there should be. Like, come on. Anyway, as promised, Sammy Sosa talk.
Yeah.
How about him being back? Now, before we get to Sosa, Cal Raleigh hit two home runs today for my Mariners, numbers 28 and 29.
I thought it was 29 and 30. Is it 28 and 29?
No, I think he's at 29. Yeah.
Better update my update.
Yeah. And doing the math, he is on pace, and I did this with my calculator, so this is not, you know, like I had help, okay? So you can trust these numbers.
So these are real. These aren't.
These are real.
Added in your head.
This is not fake news.
Nice.
Here, Cal Raleigh is on pace for this season 63.4 home runs.
That's how do you get a point four?
Well, because
no, I'm joking. I meant like how do you get point
four? Oh, you knew that. Yeah. They should give him a quarter of a home run.
So like a single.
Oh, wait, it wouldn't be a quarter.
So just 63 home runs in a single?
Yeah, I don't know how you do that. Anyway, 63. If he hit 63 home runs, he would pass Aaron Judge for the most in the, well, I guess, non-steroid era. Because after that, it's all steroid bros. It's Sosa, Maguire, and Bonds. Those are the only three. Mm-hmm. Single season. So he would pass. If he gets to 63, I want you to think about Cal Raleigh, the big dumper, passing Aaron Judge, Roger Maris, and Babe Ruth on the single-season home run list.
I mean, we kicked this around a little bit the other day, but the – and I think that the common belief between the three of us is that there's got to be a slowdown coming at some point in time, especially with him being a catcher when you get into the dog days post-All-Star break and whatnot. But dude just keeps going. And until he slows down, I guess we better start buying the hype a little bit.
Amazing. Because didn't he hit two the other night, too?
Yep.
He just keeps hitting two. I feel like teams are unlike Judge or Bonds, when they're hot and having seasons like that, I feel like teams will still pitch to a guy like Cal Raleigh because they're just...
Absolutely.
They're in denial. They're like, we can get him out.
I've felt that way about Salvi Perez. I'm like, dude, how does that dude have 45 home runs? Because you go up there and you see him free swinging and you're like, I can get this guy out.
Yes, exactly. And so he gets more to hit than those other guys. Anyway, Sammy Sosa was back today at Wrigley Field for the Mariners game.
And I knew that after his career, he kind of, not disappeared, but he wasn't a very public former pro.
I thought the Cubs shunned him.
Did they?
I mean, I don't know. He hadn't been there in 20 years.
I know, but I feel like some guys just kind of like to fade into the background. And the weird thing is the only thing we saw of him over those 20 years was that weird, like, all of a sudden his skin is way lighter than it was before photograph.
Which it didn't look that bad today.
No, it didn't. I think ended up them releasing some sort of statement that he had some sort of condition because there was enough clamor on the internet of like, is something wrong? Is he sick? What's going on here? But that's the only thing we've heard about Sammy Sosa in 20 years.
I know. And he's a pretty outgoing guy.
Like, yeah, he was a bubbly character.
Yeah. And I got to tell you, I don't know if you remember, are you old enough to remember Sammy Sosa's entire career? Because you're a little younger than me.
No, well,
he's...
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
I wouldn't say so because I think I was in elementary school when I was in like fourth grade the year of their home run chase with McGuire and Sosa.
Okay, so yeah, you don't remember the White Sox years where he was terrible?
I do not remember him as a White Sox.
Yeah, Sammy Sosa sucked for the White Sox, and I think he started with the Rangers, and then he went to Chicago and played with the White Sox, and he was not any good. And I mean, dude, he popped at the age of 26, 27, and he became one of the most prolific hitters in baseball, and he was a lot of fun to watch. I don't know where he goes down in history, but he has to get the award for the biggest career turnaround. Because I'm telling you, I don't know how many of you guys remember Sosa, early Sosa. He was terrible, reliably terrible. And then all of a sudden he's hitting 65 home runs a year. I don't know who else. I can't think of any of the other steroid guys even that, like, because Bonds was already an MVP.
Right.
McGuire was always a slugger. Palmeiro was really good. Pudge was good. All these guys were good. And then just better on the sauce. Sosa was bad and then became really good. And then he also had the corked bat too.
Yeah.
So I don't know how much help he had, but he was fun to watch. Anyway, he came, for some reason they brought him back today. I think they're inducting him into the Cubs Hall of Fame. So he was out there for the, because the Cubs played the Mariners. And he was there, and they're giving him his to-do. And he said, I saw his interview, and he said, you know, I made a lot of mistakes, and I wish I hadn't, but here I am. And I got to ask the question, was that a mistake?
Of him saying that?
No. I mean, he didn't make any mistake. I just wish...
Corking your bat's making a mistake.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Taking steroids, well, so is a mistake. So is that what he's referring to?
Well, of course that's what he's referring to. I just wish somebody... Because, like, that made him who he is.
So you're saying the statement isn't necessarily true.
It's not true at all.
Because
it wasn't a mistake.
Yeah, saying I wish I hadn't made those mistakes, then you wouldn't be standing here.
Exactly.
So...
Dude, Sam, of all the guys...
Your mistakes might have gotten you here, brother.
That was a great... If you call it a mistake, you just define it how you like. Yeah. That was the best mistake you ever made.
Yeah.
Because a lot of those guys, I think, back at the time, especially when some of the stuff wasn't illegal, they're like, well, why wouldn't I take this stuff?
Dude, freaking Big Poppy? Like, he's a teddy bear, and people just don't care.
He's
a steroid guy.
I know.
He doesn't get treated like anybody else. He's like, this is great.
Yeah, the brunt of it falls on Bonds, McGuire, and Sosa.
Mm-hmm. And I feel like a little Clemens, too.
Oh, you think?
Yeah, because Clemens still hasn't gotten in, right? And he's one of those people that every year comes up as like, he's the obvious pitcher that should be in, just like Bonds is the obvious hitter that should be in.
Yeah, I wasn't thinking about the Hall of Fame. You're right. Clemens and Bonds had the same thing where they were both kind of a-holes about it, mm-hmm. so that didn't help them. Sosa really wasn't. McGuire's just being quiet. Like, he just shut up and went away.
Yeah.
But I just want one of these guys to come out and go, you know what, look, you call it what you will, I don't regret a damn thing, because I was hitting 65 home runs a year and getting big-time money.
It worked for me. Do you remember all that all that mania? Yeah, yeah, that was pretty cool.
And by the way, you loved that.
Yeah, brought the game back. Like, you're welcome.
That's right. That's right. Sosa McGuire home run chase was captivating.
It was electric.
Absolutely electric.
I had CYO basketball tryouts that night. I was so mad that I had to miss the game. The night that McGuire broke it.
McGuire hit the home
run. They hit the one down the line.
He hit the line drive.
Yeah.
God. Anyway. Sosa's back, but the Mariners rained on his parade. Cal Raleigh, the new Sammy
Dumped
Sosa.
On his parade.
That's right. All right, I want to get to this Tatis Ohtani thing we got cooking. I love the Padres-Dodgers hating each other. It's great.
I got a lot more games left this season.
And why would the Portland WNBA team be named The Fire? We'll get to that coming up as well on The Fan. I also wanted to mention, too, forgot, but toss it in here before we move on, that do you ever send the proof of life text to somebody you haven't seen in a while or talked to in a while?
Define the situation.
Well, like, you just haven't, you've lost touch. Maybe they've moved to a different city, like, I don't know, Chicago, and you haven't talked to them, and somehow you think about them, and then you just send them a text and say, hey, thinking about you, I don't know if he's dead or alive or what he's doing, or maybe moved to a different city. And so I was just, you know, texting, and I'm talking about the great Joe Donlan. Former KGW news anchor here, friend of the program. He moved to Chicago several years ago. We had him on for his last, you know, rattling some ice with Joe Donlan, his last show and everything. And I've just lost touch with Joe, and I text him today, and he said he was there for the Sammy Sosa, Cal Raleigh extravaganza.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Day at Wrigley Field.
How about that?
So he is alive. Joe Donlan lives. He says he's enjoying the Windy City. Apparently, Colin Cowherd lives in Chicago now. Did you know that?
I think that's recent. I think that's recent. He just left Las Vegas.
I bet you Joe's the one. Well, I thought he was in L.A.
I thought he was in Vegas. Was he in L.A.?
No, he was in L.A. I don't know. Maybe. But Joe and Colin are buddies, so I wonder if Joe got him to move to the Windy City. At any rate, the proof of life, Joe Donlan.
Yeah, it's
living.
I guess it's not really the proof of life text as much as it isn't like, I'll do the, I haven't thought about this person in a while, but something triggers a reason to,
and I'll text them?
Yeah, and I'll text somebody. Like, I have, but it probably only applies to 6 or 7 people that I would do that with. It wouldn't just be a total random, I don't think.
Okay. Well, if you're wondering how he's doing great.
Awesome.
Now, the Shohei Ohtani Fernando Tatis Dodgers v. Padres fighting is great. I don't know if you've watch much of the Dodgers-Padres series, but...
Saw all that last night.
Dude, anytime... I mean, this the Yankees and Red Sox used to have this. Mm-hmm. I don't know that they do anymore. Maybe they do.
I don't think they
people
do.
People out east, but they don't for me. The Dodgers-Padres rivalry, that is good stuff.
They really don't like
they
each other.
They hate each other. They're both good, and they have been plunking each other this entire series.
There was some bad blood like that with the Dodgers and Giants back in the Bumgarner-Puig days. Like, they really got after each other, and now it's shifted, and it's not the Giants, it's the Padres.
Yeah, and I think it's just kind of the Machado-Tatis...
That bravado.
...flair.
Yep.
Pissed the Dodgers off.
Yep.
And now the Dodgers winning championship pisses the Padres off. And with Shohei, so they're plunking each other right and left. Like, mm-hmm. Tatis has been hit. Well, now he might be out of the lineup because they hit him in the wrist last night. And Manny Machado came out today and said they better hope Tatis isn't going to miss any time.
Light a prayer candle.
Yeah, that's what he said. Light a prayer candle. And then the...
And by the way, or what? Better hope or what? Because if he's not, what are you going to do, Manny?
Well, this leads us down the road you wanted to go down, which is the benches emptied last night. The dugouts emptied.
Yeah.
Mike Schilt, the manager of the Padres, who just looks like an ass, was being extra a-holey. He was pissed off that they hit Tatis. Well, then the Padres guy, Beans... Shohei.
On a 3-0 count.
Yeah, like right
in the shoulder.
Message
sent.
Yeah, yeah. And they've been doing it the whole series.
Sure.
I mean, you knew, it's all intentional. We know how baseball works. But then Schilt has to come out and act all tough. Well, then all of a sudden, here come the bullpens.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where you come in, where I am going to subscribe to your newsletter.
It is so dumb when we watch every single man out beyond the outfield wall sprint with his catcher's shin guards and his little cutoff ragtop pullover, going out there as if he's entering a Royal Rumble, only to stand around and make conversation with the other bullpen catcher who also played D2 in the Dakotas. I don't know. It just feels like none of those guys ever do anything, and they're the quickest to come screaming out of there, and it's just stupid.
It really is stupid, and it should be stopped.
What are we doing?
Well, dugouts I'm okay with, because...
And even that's a little bit silly. I think what the NBA did was saying, listen, you're not on the court, you don't go out there, otherwise you're getting kicked out and suspended. The only issue with that is if something like this happens on a baseball field, then it's 9-on-1.
Well, that's what I mean. Yeah, that's...
So you kind of need the help of your dugout,
so
I suppose.
Dugout I'm okay with, because... well, and I would say this about baseball fights, they're largely just... You know,
there's not a lot. It's not a hockey fight.
But every once in a while, two guys go at it.
Bryce Harper, Hunter Strickland.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you would need that broken up by opposing.
Yes.
Because that's really all. Yeah. There,
so maybe you make it if you're in the starting lineup and that's it.
Only starters.
Yeah. So the people that are out in the field for the and then the other you get reinforcements for your guy who's at the plate. That's
I have
it.
No problem with the dugouts emptying because generally they're all just out there to kind of hold each other back. Right.
And it's probably good to get your base coaches out there. I mean, for the hitting team to have them already out there to break things up. You want to be able to get coaches on the field too.
Oh, they're all old men.
Well, that's true.
With helmets.
Yeah.
But the bullpen, you're right. It's really absurd. It's just silly to think of like somebody charging. How far would you say it is from the bullpen down to?
Well, most, I mean,
how far is
so you take away, I mean, most of them they're talking like 340 feet from home plate is where they're set up. So, you know, that's a 250-yard run.
Yes.
Or 250-foot run.
Foot. Yeah, 250-foot run. Think about that. Think about running. Okay, let's just use a football field. You see a 100-yard football field. Think about running from starting at the 10-yard line and being so pissed you're going
to
sprint and kick somebody's
to
ass
stand
on
there.
The other goal line. Yeah, on the other goal line.
Because that's the thing. They get there, they don't do anything.
And then you're all out of breath.
Yeah, but I postured, so look out.
It's so dumb.
Yeah.
So absurd. I'm with you on that. Bullpens, just stay out there. What are you going to do? Anyway, I don't know when the Dodgers and Padres play again.
I think not until August, but then they have a big stretching game.
Yeah, they have a bunch later in the year. And Ohtani was great. I don't know if you saw him, but...
He calmed things down.
Dude, he is such a stud.
He's a pro.
He is. If you didn't see it... And Tatis really wasn't all fired up about it either. He was
no,
hurt.
He was mostly, yeah.
It was really Mike Schilt who was pissed off. The Padres manager was the most pissed off guy. But the Dodgers, when Ohtani got hit, you know, that could have easily been, you know, depending on the, because you always hit the star of the other team. It's this unwritten thing. And I don't know how many stars like you mentioned, Bryce Harper, I don't think he takes that well. I think guys are conditioned to just, especially in American baseball, just be conditioned to charge the mound or like have to, like feel like they have to do something. Dude, Shohei Ohtani walked it off. He went over to the Padres dugout and talked.
He kind of like waved him off, like we're
yeah.
Good.
He waved
like,
off his own team. He said, yeah. "Stay in the dugout." Walked over to the Padres dugout, said a few words with them, and then shook Luis Arraez's hand at first base. Like you want to talk about classy, Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, and it stinks that he is true story. Somebody who catches the brunt of that because he's the last one doing any of that stuff.
Yeah, even the Padres didn't want to hit Ohtani. They're probably
but
like,
they did.
Oh, God, we got to hit Ohtani.
And then if you had seen some Dodgers like really fly off the handle, that would have been warranted because he's not.
They were pissed. You can see it in the dugout. They
yeah,
were pissed.
Yeah.
Who would you hit if you were the Padres? Who do you think would be, who is the powder keg on the Dodgers? I don't even know.
Ooh, maybe Kike. Is Kike Hernandez, would he?
Yeah, he seems all high T.
He's always just kind of, maybe a Teoscar. Would he get wild?
I don't know. Old veteran, wily veteran, KG.
So get like a
Freeman. It's not Freeman.
It's not Freeman. It's not, I don't Mookie. Think it's not Muncy.
It's not Muncy. It's not Mookie. It's wait. Are we finding out that we like the Dodgers?
Andy Paez.
Oh, Paez. Yeah.
It's not going to be Tommy Edman.
Yeah, but you don't hit Tommy Edman.
I know.
Anyway. Good little rivalry. Keep an eye on that. And I meant to look up the standings. I think the Dodgers, did the Dodgers just sweep them? They
no,
played
well,
four.
The Padres won last night's game, didn't they?
Okay, so they won.
I thought it was 5-3 last night.
Yeah, the Dodgers won 3 of 4.
So right now, Dodgers 46-30. They got a 3.5 game on the Giants in the West. And they have the best record in the NL.
And all their pitchers are hurt.
And the Padres only 5 games back of the Dodgers. They're 40-34.
All right. Keep an eye on that. Portland Fire, but why? We'll get to that next on The Fan.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses like Rise Bakery connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.